When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey! Thank you, Trevor. Welcome to Hell of a Week. I go by the name of Charlemagne the God. It's 11:30 on a Thursday night. Thank you, thank you. Which means it's time for us to relive this week in hell. Now, according to a new study from Greenpeace, U.S. households generated an estimated 51 million tons of plastic waste in 2021, but only 5% was recycled. The other 95% is apparently in Elon Musk's face. Okay? Speaking of which, Twitter is now officially owned by an African American. All right? Technically speaking, right? Elon bought Twitter and immediately started firing people like they were old members of Destiny's Child, okay? Well, Elon, you may have bought Twitter, but you didn't buy Black Twitter, and Black Twitter has some demands. Namely, instead of making Black Twitter pay to keep the blue check marks, you and all the other users of white Twitter should be paying Black Twitter for their tweets, okay? Y'all steal them anyway. The Domino's is bae and pepperoni kisses on fleek. If y'all don't get the fuck out of here and cut the damn check, all right? Face facts. Twitter without Black people is just white guys arguing about cryptocurrency, all right? Pay up or we gonna go over the fan base and turn that motherfucker off. We need to be over there anyway, though. And fresh off a sex scandal, former Celtics coach Ime Udoka is now going to be coaching the Brooklyn Nets, okay? He'll be showing the team how to drop buckets and panties, all right? They'll be hitting threes and tens by the time he's done with them, all right? Ime will probably threaten the locker room, if you all don't play defense, I'm gonna fuck your wives, all right? We've got a lot more things to talk about, like conspiracy theories and social media. Queen Nala, let's get it. Week. And here to talk about it is the most expensive panel in late night. He's a culture reporter for the New York Times and the author of Rap Capital and Atlanta Story. Make some noise for Joe Coscarelli. She's the host of MSNBC's The Cross Connection. Tiffany Cross is here. And he's got an upcoming Netflix special being produced by Dave Chappelle, and he's the host of the podcast The Donnell Rawlings Show. Donnell Rawlings is here!
Did you tell his audience
no,
to set
I did
it
not.
Up?
I didn't. Don't blame.
You told his
no,
audience not to respond to
no,
me.
No, I did not. That is
We're not,
not
going to have a show that like that, Charlamagne.
That is not true.
They was laughing at me.
I think you're hilarious.
No, wait a minute. You set me
I
up.
I think you're hilarious.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I'm going to try it again. Okay? I'm going to try it again. Now. And he's got an upcoming Netflix special being produced by Dave Chappelle, and he's the host of the podcast, The Donnell Rawlings Show. Donnell Rawlings is here!
You set me up, son!
And I can do about that,
yo, this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well.
Here's what I want to talk about. Topic one. Harm and Hammer. Now, a man hooked on QAnon conspiracies broke into Nancy Pelosi's house and attacked her husband with a hammer. Naturally, everyone from Elon Musk to Don Trump Jr. immediately decided this looked like a gay tryst gone wrong and ran with it because that's hilarious. And you know what? It is hilarious because an old man fighting in his underwear with his lover is a million times funnier than an old man getting his skull crashed by a psycho with a hammer, all right? It pains me that Nancy Pelosi's husband wasn't tussling in his undies with his boyfriend because I could laugh about that. But the reality is that this just shows the escalation of political violence in America, and there's nothing funny about that, okay? We are on the fast track to fascism, and we can't giggle that away, no matter how entertaining the conspiracy theory is. So, Tiffany, I got a question for you. Why is everyone so quick to jump on conspiracy theories? Is the truth not sexy enough? Or is our trusted media just broken? What do you think?
Let me just say first, everybody wasn't eager to jump on that bullshit. That was, like, definitely orchestrated by the GOP, the right-wing extremists, and we cannot separate Republicans from white-wing extremists. They have merged right now. And even this whole concept of, oh, the political violence has reached this, you know, ultimate tone. Look, black folks in this country know that political violence is all, it's the American way. I mean, talk to the people on Edmund Pettus Bridge who got their skull cracked for trying to vote. And so when you have the right introducing these ridiculous conspiracy theories, it's because they do not want to claim this guy. When truthfully, this guy, according to reporting by Vice News and other outlets, he has trafficked in anti-black sentiment, anti-Semitic sentiment. He had all kinds, he's an election denier. We have to start calling them liars because that's what they are. And so, yeah, I think there is some trust in the media that's broken. And the truth is, news is not always going to be sexy. Sometimes we are telling you what you want to know and what you need to know. And so I get your point about, yes, if it was some lover's quarrel, that's one thing. But the truth is, we are at a point in this country where these folks who neither discovered this country nor built it believe that it is theirs exclusively, and they are throwing fatal temper tantrums all across this country. And who does that impact the most? Folks who look like you and me.
Ooh. Donnell.
But a conspiracy theory in the streets that you was attacked in underwear at the house. They said that the attacker came in his house, right? He had theme music. He came in with Hammer Time, right? And then Nancy's husband said, "You can't touch this." See, that they still not laughing? What kind of hell of a show is this? The joke is over, y'all. No.
You just heard Tiffany say it ain't funny. This is not a laughing matter, Donnell.
No, but I'm a comedian, and I'm here to... And you would pick the worst news week to have me on this damn show, too. When your producers called me, they said, "We're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about this." I was like, "I don't want to be a part of that shit, man." But I'm here for the sake of comedy.
No. Joe, it looks like Elon Musk's Twitter is going to be the Wild Wild West of free speech. Would the truth survive being drowned out and all that bullshit? I think some regulation's in order.
Where is the truth now? I mean, people find their own truths, right? Everybody lives in these filter bubbles where they're only getting information that confirms what they already think, and everybody else is a liar. So if one person's watching Fox News, one person's watching MSNBC, where are these people going to find common ground? I think there's always going to be a mess of information. It's up to every individual person to sort through it, unfortunately.
I don't think people want the truth. I think people want to believe what it is they already believe. And whatever reinforces that, I think that's what they're in for. Because I don't think you can change people's mind, even with the truth.
Right, and I also wouldn't equate Fox News and MSNBC. I mean, one is a propaganda network that traffics in hate, and
that's
the other
stand up
is MSNBC. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, respectfully.
I just mean people live in their bubbles.
Yeah, I agree.
And they want to hear what they already believe.
Yes, but one bubble is just complete bullshit. Another is actual journalism and reporting, as you know, as a reporter. And I wouldn't say that it's the wild, wild west of free speech. It's the wild, wild west of hate speech. You know, when Elon Musk came out that he's going to charge for Twitter verification, to quote the great Senator Clay Davis from The Wire, shit, ain't nobody paying for that verification. That's ridiculous. You did? You sure did. I remember that.
I said, focus, motherfucker, focus.
I remember that.
That's part of Twitter is evil.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if you ever got drugged.
Are you
but
on Twitter, though?
Yeah, I don't even use it. Like, they really try to hurt your feelings.
I mean, I see every social.
What hurts your feelings?
No, right, Twitter.
Right. What hurts your feelings?
Nicki Minaj fans hurt my feelings. Those barks,
same.
They drugged me for a week
what
and a half.
What did you do? What did you do, Donnie? You probably deserved it.
No, I didn't deserve it. What I did say was that Cardi B kind of destroyed Nicki Minaj's career, right?
Okay.
And then when I said that, the barbs went crazy. And then
you know
I didn't.
What you do? You send that tweet and then you go private immediately.
No. I mean, they made me feel bad. They follow me on every page. They say, I found this page. Let's meet them over there, y'all.
Wow.
Yo, they had other people. They was putting clown faces, unicorns. They was making noises like, ha, ha.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on top of that, the King Barb, Lil Nas did a tweet. And after that, my career was dead for 2 weeks.
What'd you say about Lil Nas? You be flirting.
I ain't gonna say that. I want to get my career canceled, but it won't be tonight. And okay. I know you would love that, so I'm not gonna have it.
Hold on, one more question with Tiffany and Joe. Is this kind of conspiratorial thinking having an effect on how y'all report the news and, you know, write about it?
All we do is bend over backwards to try to show people.
Uh-oh. Oh! I knew you was like that! You did it!
I got you, Joe.
Hey,
he's about to get a black Twitter on that one. You did like this. Say less.
No. We're trying to have a serious show here, Donnell.
Not with me on it. It'll never happen.
We're living in a society where I got to go behind a paywall to get real news, but I can read about Gucci Mane being a clone all day long for free. We can't expect to prosper as a society when news outlets are prospering off us for profit. Okay, this Choose Your Own Adventure of the news is going to leave more room for conspiracies and have us more divided than butt cheeks in a prison. My panel is sticking around. More Hell of a Week in just a minute.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hell of a Week. I'm still here with Joe Coscarelli, Tiffany Cross, and Donnell Rawlings. That's right. Now, topic two, a culture in crisis. Man, on Tuesday, we learned of the tragic passing of Takeoff, okay, after he was senselessly shot and killed in Houston. The details of this story are still unfolding, but it's a tale that's all too familiar. However, my guy, Gilly the King from the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast brought up a very interesting point.
Why every time something happened to a rapper or an athlete or an entertainer or anybody of color, the first thing you niggas do is pull your fucking phones out and start recording and post that shit on the internet, man? You niggas is clowns for that shit.
Salute to my guy, Gilly, man. I agree 100%. every picture of every tragedy. Like, this is something somebody got on their phone camera, and every picture you see other people holding up their cameras. Like, damn, like, what happened to empathy? Donnell, I'm gonna start with you. These people have literal phones in their hands. Shouldn't they be calling 911 instead of taking pictures?
I mean, it's interesting because I'll give you an example. The case with George Floyd, had not someone been videotaping that, we probably wouldn't have understood what the true outcome of that was. I know that it's easy for us to say you should stop, it should help these people, but there's a bigger situation. We gotta stop killing each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, we keep reporting this thing, and it's so fucked up now that nothing is shocking anymore.
Nah, you're right.
It's not surprising. Oh, it's like this. Here we go again. You know, again, like social media, it serves its purpose. In a situation like that, it's tragic for you to see it, especially your family seeing it first. You know what I mean? But, you know, man, it's so fucked up because I don't even know what the answer is to any of this anymore.
I feel the same way. It's like this headline is so common now. It's like, insert rapper's name here, shot and killed at insert age here. It's like hearing Nick Cannon is having
and more
And
then it's really putting a bad name. He's got another baby. And it's putting a bad name on hip-hop now because all these stories, all these outlets, they start off with hip-hop artist shot. Artists killed. And that is not a representation of what hip-hop is, but that's the representation the media is putting out there, and I think it's unfair for hip-hop and the people that grew up on real hip-hop.
Right.
But I would just say about people videotaping things like that, I think most of us on this panel grew up when social media was not a regular thing. And so
I grew up with VHS.
Right, same, yeah. Same.
They don't even know what that is.
Right, like, exactly.
STD?
Well, yeah.
Right. I'm sure my agent would love me to say I'm a Gen Z, but the truth is, I mean, as an Xer, we didn't have that. And so there's something about young people growing up with this technology at their fingertips, and you become desensitized. You forget your humanity. And so when you see a dead body laying on the floor, people are chasing likes and followers, and they don't necessarily see the lack of a human life. They only see an avatar that no longer exists. Mm. And we have to get back to connectivity and our humanity, just as human beings, mm-hmm. And particularly as Black people in our community, to see something like that and ache and hurt for his family the violence that he suffered at his last moments, which is really sad.
Joe, you know, these pictures are up on every social media platform. Is it time for, like, platforms to stop hiding under the guise of journalism and be more respectful of how they serve up this kind of content?
I mean, look, the situation is tragic, but this has always happened. What do you think tabloids were 100 years ago? It was always about crime, sex, scandal. This is the appetite that the people have.
But at least wasn't it presented better? I guess
I don't think so.
It's so raw and uncut because it's on social.
I don't
social.
Know. I'm,
like somebody on the scene just showing you somebody bleeding out.
I'm skeptical that we were ever better than this. The news organizations, if you want to call them that, are doing this because that's what people are clicking on.
Yeah.
Look at the most popular list. And it's always been that way. And I think we want to say as a society that we're better than this, but what if we are this?
Yeah, what was that saying? If it bleeds, it leads?
Yeah.
That's old school.
So those National Enquirer and Star stories, they're not true?
Well, it depends. I mean, back in the day,
really
it used to be like Madonna got pregnant by Sasquatch. It's like, you know?
But there's a reason those are the only magazines left at the supermarket.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's what people are buying.
Because nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining.
But I don't know if they ever did.
Nancy Pelosi's husband fighting in his underwear with a hammer.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to say that things were so pure in the good old days, but I think if you really look back at it, this is what the audience wants.
They
want drama and they want death.
Unfortunately, we have become so enslaved to the algorithm that someone's untimely demise is considered content. Well, I want to give the brother Takeoff his flowers and, you know, let's stop reducing him to just a rapper. Yes, he was a rapper, but that man is a human and a son and a nephew and a friend. And we mourning the fact we won't ever get any new music from Takeoff, but his family is mourning the fact they won't see Takeoff at Thanksgiving this year. So rest in power, King. More Hell of a Week when we come back.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hell of a Week. Now, here at Hell of a Week, we have the best writing staff in late night, but we also have the laziest writing staff in late night. It's true. Sometimes when I ask them to come up with a new game, they just rip some shit off the internet. As you'll see in tonight's new game, One's Gotta Go. Now, panel, Halloween was 4 days ago. Okay, the Snickers are gone, the Twix bars are gone. There's nothing left in the Halloween bag except that cheap-ass garbage candy like candy corn and Dum Dums, Smarties, and flavored Tootsie Rolls. Ugh. One's gotta go. Joe, I'll start with you.
I have an old friend whose joke was that all candy corn was created in the same year. There's only one batch ever, and they're still handing it out. But I think that goes for all of these dusty-ass candies. Look, I've never even seen a flavored Tootsie Roll, so let's get those out of here. I don't even know what that is.
Joe wants to get rid of the D. Tiffany.
I heard it.
Tiffany, what say you? One gotta go.
I gotta get rid of that nasty-ass candy corn.
Candy corn. Yeah. Donnell, you're up next. What
I got you. Candy corn. Black people, to be honest, black people don't mess with candy corn. That's a white man's trick to get us into cavities. I'm pulling the race card when it comes to this damn candy. You go to a White House, that's all they want to give is candy corn, and I'm totally against that. The A got to get out of here.
Yeah. The correct answer is candy corn. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
By the way, that was just a test to see if y'all was playing honest, all right? Because I know nobody like no damn candy corn. Next, let's get political. A lot of important elections this Tuesday. Four races in particular getting national attention. Ron DeSantis in Florida, Carrie Lake in Arizona, Herschel Walker in Georgia, and Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Which, I can't even believe I just said that. Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz. Which state can the Democrats most afford to lose? One's gotta go. Donnell, your turn.
I want Herschel Walker to win just so I can have comedy the same way I had comedy every day with Trump. I was saying, Herschel Walker talked like he got candy corn in his mouth. And like he got candy corn on his mouth and in his brain, man. I'm there for the entertainment.
The death of democracy is not funny, Donnell.
Well, it's funny to me, man. This is how I pay my bills, man. Let's go, Herschel Walker.
Hey, y'all look like cousins. Joe, what's to you?
We need the culture that comes out of Florida, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Arizona's far enough away. Let it go.
Tiffany, what do you think? One's got to go.
I say Florida literally looks like the dick of the country, so let's get rid of Florida. Ron,
are you saying castrate the dick of the country?
Seriously, let's castrate Florida. Here's the problem. Ron the stupid, Ron DeSantis, whatever you want to call Florida man, he is so problematic. The people there passed Amendment 4, which gave returning citizens, those formerly incarcerated, the right to vote. He instituted a poll tax. He has done everything he can to keep black and brown people from the ballot. Mm-hmm. He traffics in stupidity and ignorance, and I just think they are a problem for the rest of the country. Let's get them out of there.
Listen, the answer to me is simple. Pennsylvania is right next door. I got friends in Florida, even though it is the craziest state in America. And Herschel Walker is too dumb to chew gum. Not too dumb to walk and chew gum, just too dumb to chew gum. But I don't know anybody in Arizona, so Arizona, bye. That's all. I don't care what happens to Arizona. Now, finally, let's get serious and talk some comedy. Donnell, I hear that you're a comedian, so listen up, all right? We are lucky to have had so many comedy gods bless us with their presence over the last few decades, but one has to go. And whoever you guys pick just means that you simply don't think they're that funny, all right? The choices are Charlie Murphy, the late, great Charlie Murphy, Joe Rogan, Donnell Rollins, and Dave Chappelle. One's gotta fucking go. Joe, make your pick.
It's the white guy.
Okay. Joe Rogan gotta go. Tiffany, what say you?
This is easy. First of all, ain't nobody about to get rid of Ashy Larry. All those other brothers up there are necessary. I didn't even know Joe Rogan was a comedian. I thought he was a dumb person on the radio that said dumb things. So I say Joe Rogan can get out of there, trafficking conspiracy theories. Deuces.
Donnell, talk to me.
I'll have to say, I'm a fan of all of them for different reasons. I know people...
Don't be politically correct, son. If you don't pick, I'm going to pick.
Just because I have respect for all of them, I would have to get rid of myself and respect everybody else on that list.
Oh.
Wow. Damn, Charles, you won the bet. Damn, I bet my writers that you wouldn't pick yourself.
I get myself out of here, but I know I'll be back.
Sacrifice
yourself. Donnell, I agree with you. If you think I'm picking anyone but you, you bugging, okay? You're out of here, buddy. Bye. All right? I'd like to thank my guests tonight, Joe Coscarelli, Tiffany Cross, and Donnell Rollins. When we back with more Hell of a Week on the way.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hell of a Week. Now, before we go, let's take a look at some business news. Last year, the great fanfare tech genius Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook was changing its name to Meta and betting everything that its users would join the virtual reality metaverse. How's that working out? Damn! He lost $700 billion. That's 350 Kanyes, okay? $700 billion down the drain for some cyber goggles, Stick It and Saucy Santana? Facebook was already losing more money than a divorced dad eating lunch at a script club, and Mark was like, I bet you I can make it worse, okay? Mark wasn't serious about making no money, because if he was, the metaverse would have just been porn, all right? Okay? Everybody knows sex sells. Those damn Meta dog avatars didn't even have legs. Meta titty would have definitely made a couple of billion, all right? I mean, I never met a titty I ain't like. Have you? It would be like Six Flags for incels, where everything is getting ridden except for them, just like they're used to. My name is Charlamagne Tha God. Come back next Thursday for another Hell of a Week. So be sure to listen to Hell of a Week with Charlamagne Tha God wherever you get your podcast.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.